Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. My co-host is Scott Dudley.
Again, thank you so much for listening this week and every week. And if you ever want to contact us by email, we got a phone call this week, by the way, which is kind of cool. But we have an email address. Just shoot us an email.
No Facebook, just email.
There you go. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. We'll get you in direct touch with us for any reason that you want. The caller this week that called me wanted links to our guest. It was Dr. Ellen Langer, the Harvard psychologist.
Mindfulness.
Right.
Yes.
And they wanted links
so
to the, for the books, and they wanted links to the show so they could share the podcast with their friends. And more than happy to get that stuff for you. So wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back. Okay, doctor, I had during our break, I thought about children. And how they are, even though they are raised in a dysfunctional family, you know, they either are abused physically, sexually, they're neglected, they still love their parents. They still love their parents. And I've seen that time and time again when CPS comes to remove the children from this, you know, from their home, they are crying out for their parents, even though their own parents are the ones that are abusing them or neglecting them, they're still crying for their parents.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case.
And that's, I mean, that's what, that's part of the trauma that they're blind, you know, but that's because they don't know any better. That's the only thing they've been raised in.
Yeah, but and even if they do know something better, it's really hard for a child not to love their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we're hardwired that way. We come to the earth expecting to love the people taking care of us. That's how the attachment system works. And a child that can't love caregivers is really in trouble because that love emotion keeps the child engaged in that relationship and motivates the child to do the things that encourage the caregiver to take care of them. So if you think about a baby, they make sweet sounds and they smile and they interact with the parent as much as possible, and that's very reinforcing to the parent. A child a child that can't do that is in trouble. It's hard for caregivers to take care of a child that is not engaging in that kind of relationship. For most children, they feel love very strongly. And you're right that some children, because of their families and their isolation, don't know that there's any other way a family could be. But other children, you know, they discover that other families aren't as abusive.
Yeah.
But they still will very likely love their parents. They might eventually come to be angry or even want to separate themselves. But it's very hard to turn off that very basic attachment to one's parents.
Yeah, especially if they start going to their friends' homes and, you know, wait a minute, you know, actually parents talk and to their kids and talk to each other.
Yeah.
They actually, you know, they take care of them and they actually give hugs and kisses. Yeah, I see that.
You know, right before we were joined again by psychologist professor at University of Oregon, Dr. Jennifer Fried, right before we went on break, you were kind of speaking to the secondary trauma or the secondary betrayal, I guess, that a woman or a person, any person, experiencing domestic violence might feel at the hands of law enforcement. Is that something that as you started studying betrayal trauma, did you start seeing those kind of multiple layers? And at an institutional level, is this something that you found even more important in some respects?
Yes. So the first 20 years of our research really focused on the interpersonal events, and that's what we measured. And all along I was interested in the larger context, but wasn't really measuring it in a really systematic way.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.